This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only, and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning.
Good morning, one and all. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative, provocative new views, vox populi, voice of the people. We've got Jenny here today.
How's it going?
And we've got the wonderful Jeff.
Good morning, everybody.
Yes.
Can you please just clarify, what does vox populi mean for the...
The voice of the people, the king of all kings. It's a new movement.
Ones of us, thank you.
Okay, New Freedom for All group from Aotearoa, uniting countries worldwide, uniting people together, protecting our freedom, life, liberty, security, returning to truth, justice, accountability, and the jurisdiction of our God. This is an awesome group. I'm going to be talking about it because they're serving written notices on people around New Zealand.
Do you ever worry that people look at you like you may be a conspiracy theorist, Jack?
No, well, 30 of us met at Hamilton West.
Yep.
And we were talking about citizens' arrests and sheriffs, and we were talking about the state of the nation in terms of education, media, and what we're going to do for the election. So we are action people. We want more do's than just who's.
Do's than who's.
Than who's, yeah.
Do you think that serving writs warrants on people and this whole movement, are you breaking ground?
I think we are. Yeah, it's a new movement. Yeah. Now, Muslim terrorist says death to Israel, death to America. Netanyahu calls for people to stand against all evil oppressive regimes. Now, apparently when they did the hit on over there in Iran, I think about 200 planes, they hit 100 sites in Iran. Scientists were killed and nuclear plants were taken out through surprise attack. And Israeli's dome was penetrated by all these missiles, hundreds of missiles. You should have seen it on TV. And apparently 24 people have been killed in Israel as opposed to 124 in Iran.
Well, what more proof do you need that Iron Dome doesn't work, that it's a fallacy? I also saw what looked like helicopters dropping flares, Jack. It's ridiculous.
I mentioned it to one lady, because I'm looking for another place to stay, elderly people, and they said, there is a line here. But I said to them, if you lost 6 million of your people during the Holocaust, okay.
That's a conspiracy theory, by the way.
Are attacked, the Jews have always been attacked because they've been money lenders and this sort of thing. Wouldn't you defend yourself? And if you thought that some Muslim terrorists were going to drop a nuclear bomb on your nation, mm-hmm. wouldn't you be scared to hell and defend yourself and get in beforehand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I see it as misinformation and propaganda. So they call it psychological warfare, Jack. The misinformation coming out of the likes of Mossad, the world's number one terrorist organisation, if you talk to any Islamic council, will tell you the United States of America's number one.
Yeah.
They're the biggest terrorist organisation.
Now, politically motivated murders and protests. This is going on by this extremist over in America, who is apparently an ex-cop. And he claimed to be a policeman, dressed as a policeman, and he shot two Democrat senators. So America's on fire at the moment. You know, everyone's protesting about Trump's ideas of immigration and sending people back to their own homes.
I think that's something the left could have predicted a long time ago when Trump got elected in again.
But I think that the world's on fire. And as Christians, we've got the answer, which is the King of all kings, bringing in the reign of Christ, keeping our heads together when the whole world is suffering and there's war going on, the high cost of living and everything else. And this group, they discussed good people break bad laws. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Yep. Insolvency awareness. They serve the crown, not the people. They're trying to say that this current system of councillors and the government is not serving the people. They want division and over-representation. They work for legal non-fiction, not the law keepers. So it's interesting, when I went there, I was excited about this lady doing citizens' arrests on people.
Yeah.
And writ orders for with immediate effect ordered by Crown sovereigns on behalf of all New Zealand citizens. Stop harm, undo harm. Take back control, insolvent media corporations to communicate truth, hope, the way forward to all people living here.
Wow.
Introduce new system and how it works of establishing God's kingdom and ways here on earth.
Wow.
Based on principles, love God, love our neighbour as ourselves, and do not know home.
This is poetic.
It is.
Sorry to interrupt you.
It is very poetic.
It's beautiful.
All leadership needs to agree with these values of acting in the best interests of all, and leadership run by community model and elected by the community. Hold accountable leaders. This is what they said about some of the leaders. Tama Potaka, Maori Development Minister, mm-hmm. doesn't recognise Maori sovereigns.
Kristen, none of the government do, you see.
Christopher Luxon, Prime Minister, providing many directives of harm, participating in making people debt slaves, gene technology bill, which is allowing deliberate intentional poisons into our food supply and drugs, selling off Crown assets, looking after their mates, allowing fluoride into water, allowing animals' food supplies to be destroyed, many more crimes against humanity, and a very high commercial liability.
Oh, the state of the government just makes me so depressed at the moment.
Well, this is a solution. King of all kings, serving writ warrants and doing citizens' arrests on people. Isn't that an answer?
That's an answer if you want to get arrested, Jack. Well, I'm not finding fault with.
Yeah, but it was an ex-policeman who's doing the citizen's arrest, because he said that the police are not serving the people anymore.
Yeah.
Like, they're uplifting children, they're being puppets of, you know, trafficking in children.
That's what I like about you. You're not a puppet. And serving writs warrants on people makes you not a puppet.
Yeah,
but
so.
The question is, do the Crown or the general government, is it the national government?
Yeah.
Do they accept what you're doing?
Well, obviously they're not. They hate sovereigns. They don't like people knowing their rights.
No.
They don't like us serving writ warrants, because we're saying you're a corrupt organisation, you're taking money for yourself, you're working with the UN. Are you really working for the people of New Zealand?
Yeah.
And Winston Peters, Deputy PM, Minister of Foreign Affairs, signed New Zealand up to the UN when the people didn't give him authority to do so. So his decisions are unlawful. You know, when they sign us up to the greeny agenda, what are they called, 2030 agenda of turning everything green and total control from the top, are they doing the best for what's the country, for the interests of the country? Can you tell me? What do you think?
They're just following the leader.
Following the leader, you reckon?
Yeah, they're following that bold train.
But you're talking about kindergarten children here, Jack. Just as an example there, Prime Minister, at the moment, has just boycotted two Israeli politicians last week for their rhetoric, you know, the things they say. I ask you, how is it that the so-called Prime Minister of our country doesn't actually choose to boycott Israel itself? You had other world leaders stand up opposing view to you there,
because I believe
you have the right to defend yourself.
If someone has destroyed your family, like for 6 million Jews, and then someone's going to drop...
Let me have my say. That's like a dog returning to its vomit, the six million Jew propaganda that came out of World War II. There were only 6 million Jews in Europe at the time. They were being persecuted.
I'd agree to disagree.
6 million were not murdered by Adolf Hitler, Jack.
If the Muslim extremists were going to drop an atomic bomb on your nation and blow your house up, you would have the right to defend yourself, to get in beforehand and blow all their military might.
Japan should have blown up America prior to its Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
No.
In my opinion, it's a binary thing.
These are our own opinions.
Both those nations are guilty of hurting each other. Although the Israelis, they have more technology, they've got an advantage.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm on Team Palestine.
Right. Okay, now, Hippoy March.
Anti-Hamas,
show,
I hope, just like anti-IDF.
Let us bring it back home here. Hikoi March to show support for young people who are homeless, living rough, tax the rich. Why aren't we taxing the rich? They brought new laws out concerning healthy homes and this sort of thing, but the government seems to be supporting rich landlords at the moment.
Oh.
Tax the rich, housing for all, community action. It's terrible in a first world nation where we have homelessness going on, and they talk about these new homes. Where are they?
Well, I would like to see the comparison of homelessness between America, because I think we're pretty close.
I think they're worse. We've got 250,000 veterans sleeping on the streets, Jack.
Yeah. So the tenancy rights protests over high rents, poor housing conditions, unfair evictions, with the Renters United Advocacy Group, they are uniting. The landlords are becoming tyrannical. Yeah, so I feel something has to be done about this. Where are the homes? Where are the places, decent places for people to stay? Even mothers with children have to sleep in cars. How many homeless have we got here in Hamilton? Jenny, do you know?
Probably in the hundreds and thousands. There's 45,000 homeless families, so
yeah,
good 10,000 will be in Hamilton.
Now, Tamaki's Man Up and Legacy Group is going to be doing a protest this weekend on Saturday up in Aotea Square up in Auckland. They're against taking prayer out of the Parliament, and I agree with them that where you take out the prayer, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the only power that keeps people safe in our society, and acknowledging like common law, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbour. We need to have prayer in the beehive. Don't you reckon, Jeff?
Well, it used to have it, didn't
Come
it?
On.
Our national anthem's the only one around the entire planet with the word God in it.
Yeah, God of nations at thy feet. So it's time for people to rise up in this nation. It's time for us to train sovereign citizens. And it's time for the people to recognise we need sheriffs in this nation, common law equity councillors. Where you get a government and even a council that is selling everything off is promoting debt slavery in our nation, and where they're no longer taking care of citizens in our communities and they're letting landlords taking over and a two-class system, there's something terribly wrong.
There is something terribly wrong. I keep trying to think on a day-to-day basis, how are we going to fix this?
Yeah. That's right.
How do we need to think to fix this?
Yeah,
I'm pointing at the flag.
Yes, the King of all kings, he's the answer.
We've reached the tipping point, Jack. All Muslims are obligated to follow Christ Jesus. All real Jews are too. The Antichrist in Israel will not. The Antichrist will be declared at the end of days.
Now, before you get your 3 minutes, should New Zealand adopt a written constitution expressly investing sovereignty in the people and protecting fundamental human and civil rights. They should be. This was done in 1993 and I was part of the movement. We are not recognising our own sovereign people. We're being taken control by a little group at the top, looking after themselves with homes, feeding, taking care of their mates and doing nothing about the notorious conditions that are happening, not only in New Zealand, but around the world of Indigenous people and the common people around the world. So this is an international movement, the King of All Kings. Righto, take it away, Jeff.
Good morning, everybody. It's 11:15 here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. We're broadcasting live from Hamilton. I've brought in today, I was going to bring the A list of my list, but we didn't get a chance last week to discuss the new wine. This is a poem I delivered throughout New Zealand to 1,200 religious organisations many years ago. It's called The New Wine. Those Son of Man stories passed down through the ages were hidden with parables by some of God's sages. Hallelujah, our Lord, for him the grail be often told, found in one priceless word that could never be sold. Enveloped as the Trinity was preserved with nine letters, which 99 others went thirds on set fetters. Brought forth within light, was created from love, went from John unto Jesus upon wings of a dove. And many signs for you as God's kingdom the clue, and with strength you will find there are circles few. Before the day's end, along with the nights, explain with ye tongue the cross and the lights. Like in the water that runneth the length of the Nile, the future flowed as wisdom under a camel's smile. Escape did the way with the turtle dove that flew, nearly 17 centuries, the book of Daniel is due. Come say with the righteous of the enlightened load, the Bible has revealed its own and perfect code. O Muhammad was as pure as the lamb, is this true? For Jesus is the lamp, the rock and capstone too. Do seek the key of glory and the sun will glow, as God's word is the ledger of what ye should know. Exchange this with manna, the wine and the bread, and you'll realise the truth that it's knowledge instead. Knowledge is worth more than a bag full of pearls. When Jesus turned the water into wine, he said, each of you drink from it, for this is my blood, which confirms the new covenant. This is my knowledge.
Awesome.
Wow.
Awesome. So what's your message in that, in a nutshell?
That is the Bible's code. That's how to understand the Bible.
Good. Wonderful. Now, God permitted Daniel to be thrown into the lion's den and as a testimony to his saving power. Don't try to say, any of the martyrs of the church, that God was too good to let them go through persecution and tribulation. It is a proven fact that the church is always growing strong and healthy in times of persecution. The preachers are not telling the people to put on the whole armor of God and stand in the evil day. This is our answer, the King of all kings. And also the Peace Guardian Agreement Honor. Do you want to sign up to this movement, Jeff?
I'll give
you the pamphlets later on.
I'll be more than happy to look at it.
Yep.
Whether it comes into this new world government that I'm organising, it'd be debatable whether I even listen to it.
We need to honour sovereigns in this nation, and everyone needs to get on board with the King of All Kings movement. New Freedom for All group from Aotearoa, uniting countries worldwide, uniting people together, protecting of freedom, protections of freedom, life, liberty, security, returning to truth, justice, accountability, the jurisdiction unto God. Don't go off on a side tag track waiting for Jesus to come back, thinking you're not going to have to go through persecution.
And keep in mind that you are of the Antichrist if you don't think Jesus is coming back.
Yes, but he needs to come back in you. Christ needs to arise in our hearts. I was at an ordaining of a minister at the St. Francis Church on Sunday, and I kept saying, the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. They say God be with you, but unless the Lord Jesus Christ arises in our hearts and we get our act together throughout this country, pray and intercede, put on the armor of God and be willing to go through persecution and be willing to stand with the King of all kings, it ain't gonna work. Waiting for Jesus to come back on a fluffy cloud, I'm sorry, that is for kids. That is ignorance.
Yeah.
And that's what the Bible says, almost. You'll see him coming on the clouds of heaven. Now, the internet itself is the clouds of heaven, Jack. You'll see him coming on the internet.
Yeah, but the cloud is the inner cloud. the coming of Christ within and the coming of Christ without.
The body of now, Christ, correct.
John Campbell, at the, talking on TV the other day.
He's on fire, that guy.
They were talking about workplace swearing. Don't drop the F-bomb or the C-bomb, he said.
What?
See, do we often, when we get a reaction from people, we go, instead of saying, oh, Lord Jesus, and calming down, you know what I mean?
I've spent 25 years engineering, Jack, and I've done extremely well never to use the F-word on your show.
Are you?
And then shut the door and scream in your armpit.
Like how?
Or you want to bring out that issue or whatever it is, why you're reacting to the
people. Why did good old John Campbell say this?
Well, obviously, it's a problem in the workplace. People are reacting to people or something,
oh
and
they're
going, they're using the F-bomb.
Kiwis, Kiwis are, and Australians,
yeah,
according to my foreigner friends, are quite, we're quite rude, like we cuss a lot.
Yeah.
I had a boss, Jack, I won't say who it is, here in Hamilton, and every sentence was an F word, a C word, an S word, a B word, every sentence.
And don't forget, you don't take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Here's something you can use.
Whatever you want to.
Sad. Stop, ascend with the Lord, and dove coo smile. Stop, ascend with the Lord Jesus when you feel like there's a reaction, yep, you want to react in a negative way.
And dove
coo. Stop, ascend, and dove coo smile. Jesus.
Well, just quickly jump back there, Jack, on that note of prayer in Parliament. Your prayer is private, is what Christ said. Go into your room, pray in private. Don't be like the hypocrites who like to be
seen. No, if we're going to have the King of All Kings movement, Christ has
just
to become
what the Bible says.
Relevant to the schools, relevant to our education, relevant to the debt that's going on. I disagree with you. You're allowed
and
to disagree.
Amen to that. We weren't disagreeing. Yeah. Let's get into this vapes.
And you can't just sit around looking for Jesus to come on a planet somewhere and us to go flying away somewhere.
Hey, Jack.
You need to
Christ
become a realist.
Hey, Jack.
Christ wants to come in us. You. He wants to rise in our hearts.
Guys, a fun story about Jack is that he did the street evangelism in Arizona. How long ago was that, Jack?
Yeah, that was back in 84. You know,
what is that called? I was an evangelical.
And a couple of guys I brought to the Lord, one went back to the dope the following morning. So,
that's it.
But two out of three ain't bad.
Two out of three ain't bad.
I can't bring everyone to the Lord and I can't keep everyone alive either. So.
Good strains of pot back
and
then.
And what
too,
about
Jack?
The vapes? Yeah. Someone said vapes.
Here we go. Disposable vaping is banned. Find a quiet breathing space and talk to the Lord Jesus or do the sign of the cross if you need to vape or even...
As a serial perpetrator, a vape person, right?
Yeah, well...
I can't say that I'm disappointed because it's
thousands
gonna...
of outlets have to keep this new law, otherwise they could be fined. How much is it? $400,000. So I want to get rid of vaping altogether. I want people to get on a natural high with the Lord Jesus.
Oh, no one's going to vote for you if you say that.
Breathe free in Jesus. Breathe free in Jesus because...
Breathe free in Jesus.
Tapu. We need to be breathing in the Holy Spirit, the life force. And you're either a part of the problem or you're part of the solution. You're either part of the freedoms movement,
yeah,
with the King of All Kings, or you're part of the problem. Busy smoking, busy swearing, and busy going the wrong way in life. So
I think the education is where it comes down to too, Jack. A lot of these kids are using vapes now that wouldn't have even smoked if it had come along. So the schools themselves need to actually educate these kids about vaping and the hazards of vaping. Go to the YouTube, you can see people are already dying from it. It's going to become more clinically worse for the humanity than tobacco has ever been, the sucking in a basically vaporized sugar.
So yes, that's why I reject both the authoritarianism of the left and the moral decay of the libertine right. We need a freedom rooted in virtue, one that protects the individual and upholds the common good. Nation, a people with a soul. A nation is more than a GDP figure or a flag on a pole. It is a people united by common ancestry, culture, language, faith, and memory. Nations must be governed by their citizens. Hey,
a if we're not recognised
as citizens, if we're not the sovereigns, if we're not the human rights activists in our country, where are we? We are lost.
Yes, we are.
By a two-class system, by elitists, globalists who take over, politicians who sell us off.
And that's what I mean about you're not a puppet, Jack.
No,
that's what I like about you.
I refuse to be a puppet.
And John Wadnoa.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
And so good people break bad laws, insolvency awareness. They are serving the crown, not the people. And we will be doing a bit of a protest even outside the TVNZ. I'm not going to tell people when it is. And we have our own Governor General and our own High Court judge with our own sheriff, judge, attorney. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but this King of All Kings movement is going to challenge all the politicians, is going to challenge the council, and I'll be standing for council as mayor for direct democracy and also less rates and this sort of thing. So this is an exciting time.
It is an exciting time.
It's a bad time for me because you know, I have to vacate my premises and find another place, and I'm against a lot of these landlords just to make money.
Yeah.
And why aren't we taxing the rich?
We're
just producing a black hole of common law people who have to sleep on the street and denying people. You have no choice out there.
Do you know that?
If you're watching me right now, it's time for you to become a sovereign citizen. Know who you are and join the King of All Kings movement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And join the little white crosses. We're going to be up in Manukau at the Weymouth Community Centre.
So what difference are you going to make?
I don't know. Erica Stanford's going to be there.
Yeah, Erica Stanford.
So hopefully she's the lady who controls a lot in the government. So
this movement, Jack, is it going to actually try and get into Parliament? Are you going to have constituents for each of the New Zealand's?
Well, they're functioning more of a vote of no confidence. But I would like to say to them that unless we promote Christ over the government, over rates, over education, over health, nothing. I mean, the health system's gone to hell on a handcart, hasn't it?
Well, I suggest you go for actually Parliament first, try and get in.
Yep.
Get someone in every area throughout New Zealand so that you see what New Zealand says about it. Because the current New Zealand government is you've only got two choices, there's blue or red, and the rest of it doesn't really have any sort of agenda.
Yeah.
So we're basically talking about writ orders with immediate effect ordered by Crown sovereigns in New Zealand on behalf of all the people of New Zealand. Failure to comply with providing full public private financial operations of each of the portfolios each minister was administering that are required by law to be delivered to the statutory manager within 10 working days of the court hearing notification of insolvency with a criminal offence, and a failure to comply with providing full personal private financial operations that are required by law to be delivered to the statutory manager. Yeah, this is quite. Once insolvent, an individual is not able to hold a title of authority where require seizing of all assets and all financial operational records of corporations and individuals. So it's the corporations, it's the globalists that have sold us down the tube. And so we don't want to be controlled by the Queen and right of New Zealand, the corporation.
No.
We want the real sovereigns.
We do.
We want a real Maori and non-Maori coalition. You out there are affected by this, whether you like it or not. The housing situation, the high cost of living, the way that we're being ripped off at a top level, and governments are not answerable to the people anymore. It's time for the people to sign up being sheriffs.
Yeah.
And doing citizens' arrests.
Absolutely.
And looking forward to the end of the New Zealand government.
And what happened in the French Revolution? When they denied even a piece of bread to the poor, and Queen Antoinette, what are her name, with golden slippers and gold wallpaper and everything else, and they were tormenting, absolutely tormenting the poor. And I want to give a warning here. If you keep tormenting the poor for too long, the common people will rise up.
Yep.
And that's
boycott
what
Israel,
needs to happen. And
boycott America.
Good on, Tamaki.
Boycott
for holding
Ukraine.
Holding
boycott
that meeting,
Russia.
Holding that meeting
those
this
at
week.
War, boycott them.
holding that meeting this week up in Auckland this Saturday. So, and work as sovereigns and work as spiritual Israelites, and I believe in Israel and I believe in what they're doing. Okay, bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.